Now, back at home, freezing temperatures and a pressure on services have made for a tougher than usual Christmas for homeless people living on the streets. Official figures put the number of homelessness at more than 11,300, the highest on record. Many of those people use the services of the Dublin Simon community. Sam McGuinness has just stepped down from his position at that organisation after 20 years, where he was the chief executive, and he joins us now. Sam McGuinness, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, Justin.
Can you give us your assessment of the scale of the homeless problem now as you see it as you depart your job in Dublin Simon?
Well, Justin, I put it in perspective. You know, if you look at what we've been doing, our focus has been on accommodation, housing, and then health and well-being. And we've had particularly put a lot of attention into finding the gaps in those areas. Now, if you go back 20 years, the number of people homeless at that stage were very few. It was like in the 2000s somewhere. And at that stage, though, the amount of housing we were built was like 60,000 a year between 2000 and 2004. And then it went up to 70,000 between 2005 and 2009. And then, as you know, we had the Celtic Tiger flop. And then we went to 10,000 a year after that. And up to probably 2019, it was maybe 15,000 a year. And that's been part of our problem. While, you know, the economy is getting stronger since about 2017, and the population has been growing in the last 10 years, employment has been growing significantly from where it was in 2013 at 15%. The housing process has not kept pace with that. So we have a serious problem with housing, and it's not going to happen fast that's going to be relieved.
Mm. Do you see it being relieved at all? Do you believe that the solutions that have been put in place by the government, which points out that their plan to build more houses is beginning to take hold and more houses are going to be built this year than at any point in the last decade. I mean, do you believe that their plan will ultimately work?
Well, I can say this. This year, there's a projection of 28,000. And last year, it was like maybe 20,000. And between 2014 and 2019 was 15,000. So the money has been put in there. The critical issue we have across the whole economy, obviously, is the right resources. We have an issue that's been sorted out now around the planning. And then the cost of materials is putting the cost of an apartment up very high. And then do we have sufficient number of people, developers, who will go as far as the 35,000 per annum or the 40,000 that we need? I think they're the challenges. And it's not, I mean, the decisions on those are critical to the future. But the economy, the successful economy is also part of our problem. You know, thankfully, we have a very successful economy and people want housing and they need housing.
Mm. But as somebody who's been dealing with this problem now for 20 years in your job and your role as CEO of Dublin Simon, do you believe that the solutions that are in place at the moment to address it will ultimately be successful?
I think the solutions that are there will be successful. I think it's a matter of time. It's not going to happen in the next 2 years. This is a five-year plan, and we have to dig our way out of the fact that there's been no housing development really in the last 8 to 10 years, and that's what we're suffering from. While everything else has been increasing in terms of people numbers, the demand for housing, we haven't been able to respond.
And that 5 years you speak of before things get better, I mean, that must be a source of endless frustration then for the people who rely on the services that you've been providing in Dublin Simon.
Yeah, agreed. And it's not just the homeless people that we see it, but it's everybody in the economy. I mean, this year we've absorbed, say, 60,000 people from Ukraine. We have maybe 10,000-15,000 refugees. We have people constantly over the last number of years coming back from abroad to take up new positions. So there's a competition out there for accommodation. What we've been trying to do in the last while, particularly short while, on the homeless side, is look after people's health. And we've been trying to get focus on that. So that's part of what we're doing now at Usher's Island. We're building a 100-bed treatment centre down there that will satisfy increased demand for addictions and recovery and respite with people who have borne diseases. And we've also put in a new division there for step up, step down. But they're the kind of things that we need to do to actually help people's well-being. Because obviously there's hopelessness and despair and anxiety. These are the kind of traumas people have.
Sam McGuinness, former CEO of Dublin Simon Community, thank you for talking to us today and best of luck in whatever you choose to do next yourself.